Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in the living color each Thursday morning here on your radio dial, your WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And remind you, we are live, as we said now, and there'll be a rebroadcast this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock. And, of course, we'll begin by thanking the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning. That is the Three-Star Committee and the Clay Chamber and all the great folks that spend their money to advertise here. And we want to remind everyone to quit taking all your money to Cookville or somewhere or another and spend a whole bunch of it here in Clay County. And I do know that is working, because I think maybe we've had one of the highest sales tax years we've had in a while. So things are looking up, and hopefully today's show is looking up. Mr. Kevin Dawson is here this morning. He's going to take over in just a few minutes with a couple of special guests, which he'll introduce, and got some interesting things about the jobs program, and we'll be doing that. And just remind everyone that we do enjoy the pleasure that we hope we give you by coming into your kitchen, your dining room, or wherever you're at, where you're starting on maybe your third or fourth cup of coffee and just finishing that last sausage biscuit and getting ready for some great conversation. And we will be doing that just in a few minutes. Also, a reminder, one, we do have a couple of birthdays, anniversaries, things to give away. We've got that prize that we'll give away during the show. And with that, I'm going to take a little short break, and I'm going to ease that. We have restored windows coming back from Lexington, Kentucky this morning. We're going to get those put in, so things are looking up here around the courthouse. Got some painters out working, and we're getting a little this place spiffied up a little bit on the outside, getting ready for its 150th birthday next year. So, and we got a lot of information we'll be giving you about that in the next few weeks. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and Kevin will be back with you just in a moment.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. As Thomas mentioned, this is Kevin Donaldson sitting in for him for just a few moments. We have a couple of very special guests here with us today who will discuss a variety of things, but most of it will lead up to an upcoming jobs fair, which will be held at the Chamber of Commerce a week from tomorrow, next Friday. And these gentlemen will be involved in that and have been involved in it off and on for a long time. Have with me today Mr. John Oskowski, who is a local veterans employment rep with the American Jobs Center, and also have Jimmy Sampson, who is now with the Department of Human Services, but formerly with the American Jobs Center. I've worked with Jimmy off and on for several years, right?
About four.
It's been a while, absolutely has. And just now beginning to work with John, he's been with them a while. Jimmy has changed departments, I guess we could say, and working for the state. Jimmy, let's get that out of the way right now. Where are you working now?
Right now, well, I was in John's position for the last 2.5-3 years, transitioned at the beginning of this year over to Department of Human Services Rehabilitation Division, and I'm the business employment consultant in the Upper Cumberland, all 14 counties, for the vocational rehabilitation program that's, of course, provides services statewide.
Right. Still involved in trying to help folks find jobs and whatever, right?
I'm doing exactly the same thing that I was doing before, what John does now, but instead of focusing just on veterans, I work with any individual that has a disability that has been in the vocational rehabilitation program. Basically, I get the pleasure of working with them on the back end. Our counselors will work with individuals to mitigate their disability. They provide counseling services, referral services, and then at the end, when the individual is ready to work, the counselors refer them over to me, and I help connect them to local employers.
Right.
So it's a great thing. It really is.
Well, now, John, we'll shift to you. Jimmy may have just described your job as well with a couple of exceptions possibly. Tell us what it is you do.
I don't speak anymore. I basically what Jimmy was saying, I did, but I work with all the local employers in the Seven County region in the Upper Cumberland. And basically, I'm promoting the hiring of veterans, and I'm also finding out what the employers, what their hiring plans are, what they need, what they're looking for. And then from there, seeing, you know, what's happening in the job force? How can I help them? And I go back to American Job Center in Cookeville, and disseminate that information to the rest of my team there. I have Billy Sloan, who's my DVOP. He's the one that actually works directly with the veterans. And when he gets a veteran, he works with them to get them job ready.
Right.
And he and I sit down, and I have the information from the employers. He has the information from the veteran. And we put together a match and get the veteran hired. And also, in addition to that, anyone else, like I work with a few other people back there, Josh, a few other ones that do work with civilians, we want to say.
Right.
And in that case, they come, hey, I know this person. And then I find a fit for them.
Well, guys, for those who don't know, and I would say a vast majority of the general public would not know, tell us exactly what the American Jobs Center is and what goes on there. It's basically a department or an extension of the Department of Labor for the state. Is that a fair assessment?
To a degree, the American Jobs Center is a product of the Workforce Innovation Opportunities Act of the late 90s.
Now, was that state or federal?
Federal.
Okay.
Part of the legislation requires a partnership of five different groups. You'll have, of course, State Department of Labor, Title III there. Then you have a contract agency that does youth and senior adult services, Title I and Title V. Title IV is vocational rehabilitation. And then Title II, I can't remember. But anyway, there's a lot of partners that work together in the American Job Center, and the whole goal of it is for there to be one place that individuals can go to that need employment services. If somebody wants to work, doesn't know how to do a job search, whatever, is disabled and doesn't know what they would be able to do, literally, they can walk in the door of the American Job Center and within just a couple of hours be well on their way.
And I see that every day. For last week, for example, a couple came in, husband and wife from Illinois. He was a veteran, Marine veteran, and he came down with his wife. They're looking at moving down this area. And the chamber, Putnam County Chamber, sent him over to our place and said, hey, these are the guys that help you out. We're like, okay, what do you need? What are you looking for? What kind of employment? And with our capabilities there and our connections, we're able to get them hired.
So I guess, is it fair to say that the goal of the AJC is to be a one-stop shopping place? If you're looking for a job or need help in any way.
And if you're coming out, if you're like justice involved and you're re-entry back into the workforce, or if you have any other issues going on where you need help, we can help you out there as well. If you need to finish your education, get your GED, if, for example, the place you're working for has been shut down or moved offshore, we have the trades, we can sit there and help those people find jobs or get them retrained for what they want to go into.
I think it would be a fair statement to say the only individuals that the American Job Center cannot provide services to are individuals that don't want to work. If you want to work, that is the place to go to get connected. There are so many different partners, so many different resources. With what John and I do, I mean, the jobs overlap perfectly. But it's one of the best kept secrets in the state that there is an individual that works with disabled veterans to help them overcome their barriers and find gainful employment. And on my side, the veteran part, the only difference between what John and I do is the veteran piece. But I can still work with veterans. I'm not bound by the legislation that John is bound by that restricts his customer base to veterans.
Right.
So it's a great partnership. It really is.
Well, one thing that I discovered, I guess, first as chamber director and also now in the position I'm in, is there is so much help available out there, and it's just a matter of being able to spread the word and let everybody know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to overcome some stigmas that might be associated with getting help, as it were. Some folks are a bit reluctant to do that from time to time. Guys, time for us to take another break. We'll talk specifically about that event that's coming up next week that we need to let everybody know about, but we will be back with more Clay County Corner right after these messages.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Back to Clay County Corner. This is guest host temporarily, Kevin Donaldson, and for Thomas Watson, who will finish up our show today. And we have with us two gentlemen who work with the state, two different agencies actually, or departments. John Oskowski and Jimmy Simpson, but their goal is to find jobs for folks and try to hook various folks up with jobs. And guys, speaking very directly about that in terms of Clay County, we have an event scheduled next week. John, what's going to be happening week from tomorrow? The date is the 10th, right? It'll be June 10th. I'll turn it over to you. Tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, Kevin, June 10th, we have a job fair as scheduled for the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be in the chamber. We're also going to have the mobile AJC, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Can I interject just a minute, and I'll bring Jimmy into it. We've done a lot of job fairs here, you and I, mm-hmm. and various other folks. Has the mobile unit ever been in Clay County?
Mm-hmm. The mobile unit, I never utilized that resource. It was always unavailable for whatever reason.
Right.
So to my knowledge, this will be the first time that the mobile AJC, which it's literally what it says. Everything that an individual can do at the American Job Center, they can do in this mobile station. I think there's 8 or 9 computer stations for resume work, all kinds of stuff. But in the 4 years that I've been working up here in Clay County, this is the first time that I can remember it being there. So it's going to be a great resource for folks.
It will be, and I didn't remember it, but I wanted to make sure that I got that straight. John, back to you. The mobile unit will be here next Friday.
Yes, sir.
10 to 2.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm remembering.
PM.
What all will go on during those 4 hours? Tell us about employers who will be there, not necessarily by name, although it's fine to mention them by name if we can, but tell us basically just what goes on at a job fair.
The whole idea of the job fair is to bring the employers to a central point and bring it to the county that where the people need work. So we have the employers, we're going to have them in, actually the chamber, and the room there, and we've got 9 employers coming. And the people, it's more convenient for them to come to there. We're trying to promote like crazy to bring the job seekers to right there. Everyone's there. They can speak directly to them. One of the things we're doing back at the job center is when I bring a job fair on board and schedule it, I make sure all the employers, all their jobs are updated, jobs are TN, and then anyone that's calling in, because we get people to call in the job center, they say, hey, there's a job fair coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we let them know what's going on, what jobs are going to be there, what are the employers looking for, so they know to show up and ready to go. The mobile AJC is there so that if the job seeker needs to brush up on his resume, fill out an application, or is anything he needs or she needs to do, they can just do right there on the mobile AJC. The computer system's right there and the internet's right there for them. The goal is basically so that we can meet one-on-one. It's not a formal interview. It's casual. It's come up and you can see just not just one employer. It's not talking on the phone. It's meeting people face-to-face. It's getting the community out there as a whole. To let them know, here's the possibilities out there for the kids coming out of high school. That Dr. Young calls it a brain drain. We're losing people here. Show them the opportunity. Show them the companies that are here, what they can do, what their careers can be. There's good quality work out there.
Hey, guys, I'll let each of you respond to this. Have we ever been in a time in our nation's history? Well, let's say in our lifetimes anyway, but where employers needed workers worse than they do now.
No, it's in a tough spot right now.
Just in my working with employers and being in the labor realm for, I guess, 10 years now, I can never remember a point where as many employers as need help. I mean, literally, you walk down, you know, Main Street in any town in the Upper Cumberland. I can't speak for the rest of the state.
Right.
I'd be willing to say that 95% of those businesses are going to have a help wanted sign in the window.
I don't doubt that
we're
at all.
We're on the Main Street.
And that needs to be stressed. Regarding the job fair that John has coordinated, every employer sitting in that room is there with the intention of hiring somebody for a job that they need filled right then.
Or plural, jobs.
Exactly.
So it's not like every employer that'll be there will just have one job to offer.
No,
they may have dozens to offer.
But every one of them, that's why they're there, is to meet people that want to work. They'll do, if a job seeker uses it to their advantage, the employer can do just a brief, down and dirty pre-interview, you know, see if an individual is a good fit for a position. And I know we've had, when I was doing the job fair coordination, we've had several times that individuals walked in the door unemployed and walked out starting the next Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, if there's a connection there, then the job seekers, they know, I hope they know, if we get the word out, that, yeah, what Jimmy's saying, these job employers, they have jobs. They'll hire you on the spot. The availability, the opportunities, the careers are there. I can remember going back in 2000, there was a time when if you didn't have a job, you didn't want a job. It's kind of like that now, but it's even kind of grown even worse. The employers need, the economy's growing a little bit. The employers need that coming back from COVID. People are buying more. They need more production. And they need more employers to make that happen.
And you know, guys, I say it a lot. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that there has never been a better time to be a job seeker or an employee. The employee right now, or job seeker, maybe for the first time in history, actually has the upper hand on folks who are trying to do the hiring. Because there's so many jobs out there that it's like going to the cafeteria. You know, you pick
right
what you
want.
Right now,
what you're saying is dead on. Right now is the time to, you know, potentially negotiate starting salaries, all kinds of stuff. I know one of the driving forces in the state several months ago, the governor set a goal, an expectation of a statewide labor force participation rate of 70%. Right now, the last time I looked a couple weeks ago, the state is between 61 and 62. Clay County is in the 40s.
Yes, absolutely.
Which means that just a rough explanation of labor force participation, 40% of the available individuals that are in the workforce are actually working.
And the folks in the workforce are defined basically how, Jimmy? That's always something that's interesting. I know there are age limits on each end.
16 to 65 individuals that count as working are folks that may be on vacation, may be on an extended layoff, actively going in, clocking in every day, actively seeking a job, which in Tennessee, if you're collecting unemployment benefits, it is mandatory that you perform a minimum of 3 job search activities per week,
right,
and you have to attest to that to certify and get your check. Those individuals, basically the folks that fall out of the workforce are people that are retired, people that have a disability and are unable to work, or people that just aren't working.
Right.
But the way that I understand it is you've got two groups. You've got the labor force and the non-labor force, and the participation rate is the percentage of people in the labor force that are actually working. And in Clay County, that's less than 50%.
Right. And it's been down there ever since. I've been looking at those numbers is all I know. So interesting, guys. We'll continue our conversation along these lines. It's time for another break. We're basically at our midway point. Just a reminder, and I'll let Thomas handle the rest of this when he comes back, but a reminder, we will have a birthday and anniversary giveaway today. I have 2 or 3 folks, looks like, on the list. We're visiting with John Oskowski and Jimmy Sampson talking about next week's upcoming jobs fair here in Clay County. But we need to let our sponsors have some time here. We'll be right back after these messages. Please stay with us here on Clay County Corner.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit.
free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk eChecks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson in for Thomas Watson. We have with us today two gentlemen who work with the state, both involved in matching job seekers with employers. We have John Oskowski and Jimmy Simpson here with us. They're here specifically to talk about an event that will be taking place a week from Friday. John, let's drive that date and times home again. So anybody who may be wanting to look for a job, or folks, if you know of somebody, please pass this message along to them. What's our times and date, John?
It will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday, June 10th. And that'll be at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce building. You'll can't miss it, right on the main street. And we also have a big black van, and that will be the Mobile AJC.
Sounds great. Jimmy, looking back over the past few years, I think I remember doing four jobs fairs, either directly contacted with you or with Tony Chianti, maybe, going far enough back at any rate. Had a couple, I believe, at the community center. Had one at the fairgrounds at the Women's Center, and then had one during COVID, as I remember. Well, they had a mobile one at the parking lot at the church over here.
Yes, it was.
A drive-through event.
Exactly. And at that event, we had six employers. Local employers,
right,
that were, once again, you know, they've got a lot of stuff on their plate, and they choose to take their time to come and set up a booth and talk to individuals with the intention of hiring somebody for an open position. So, again, it's a fantastic resource, but just like anything, if you don't use it, it doesn't do you any good.
And, you know, guys, it seems that linking job seekers with employers would be an easy thing, but it's absolutely not an easy thing, is it? I mean, it's you think, all right, here's a need, here's a way to fill the need, but it's hard to get those two parties together sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And, in, like, for example, in some ways, we're trying to do some, for example, Purdue Farms up in Monterey. They're kind of off the beaten path. They're trying to recruit people down to Crossville and trying to promote people or recruit people down here in Cookeville area, in Clay County area.
Right.
Well, a job seeker just sees a billboard. So they're trying to get out in the community, working at the Mobile AJC, looking at the American Job Centers, to recruit on site, have a regularly scheduled time on site, they can be there. So job seekers can come in there. And then we're doing these job fairs where they can come out in community, and they're committing their time and their resources, so the job seekers come out and meet them face-to-face. There's no billboard, there's no names, there's no phone calls. It's right there in front of you. Show up, and then if you want to get a job, like Jimmy says, there's a job available. There's for example, just like Hutchinson, I mean, they're looking for 50 people. Purdue, I think, needs around 85 people. There's several positions there and several opportunities at different levels to get jobs.
And guys, I'd appreciate your response to this, but on a local level, it's my observation that wages have risen considerably in the past past year compared to what they once were. I assume that's not just in Clay County, right?
Well, just as a baseline, when you go through a fast food drive-through and there's a huge banner on the side of the building that says, you know, crew members starting $11 to $12 an hour, that kind of gives you the temperature of base pay, base salaries in an area. You had mentioned the job fairs that we've done back in July of last year. Between July and August, we did 9 events in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Every single county, with 2 in Putnam County and I believe 2 in Cumberland County. So all 7 of the counties that we serve, or that John serves now, that I served then, out of that, I believe there was a total of 95 job seekers that came, and the last I heard out of those 95, I believe 35 to 40 had gotten employment through contacts they made at one of those job fairs.
Right.
It works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That, being an old salesman, I can tell you that's a high hit rate. I know this is not selling, but the concept's pretty similar. You know, that, if you can make that many connections out of that, or that many sales or closes out of that many connections, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And even some of them, like the job fair we had back in April, Cookeville Regional Medical Center was there. Their job people that got a job there, well, they're basically working through the system, working through the process. They met head-on, face-to-face. They filled out the applications. Everything has to be done. And they've gone through the process on CRMC side to get hired. So it does happen. You may not happen that day. In some cases, it will happen that day. In other cases, you get to meet the people and get that warm invite to come in and get your job. Get what you need.
And CRMC is a great example. At one point during all of our involvement with them in job fairs, I believe they had over 300 open positions. 500 now?
500 now.
And here's the thing. Those aren't just clinical nurse practitioner, registered nurse, LPN. There's dietitians, there's cafeteria workers, there's custodians, there's maintenance techs, there's janitors, there's, you know, anything and everything that you could think of. I'll be honest, I would venture to say if somebody wanted a job, there is a position that they could fill at CRMC.
Okay. I remember at least, well, it's no more than a handful of years back, I think. Cookeville Regional employed over 2,000 people, I believe. So that tells you how much they're growing or having some transition within the workforce or whatever.
Just a couple of months of COVID starting and everything shutting down, they laid off 800.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot about that process. Yeah. Absolutely. Big numbers, big employer. Guys, how did we get to the point we're at now where we've got literally, I believe, last I heard, still have 10 million open jobs in the United States? What brought us to this point?
I think COVID made people stay away from work. Their businesses were closed. It's essential workers. And I think the people working from home or people that's not working just basically got a chance to stop, take a look at their life and say, is this what I want to do? Is this stress worth what I'm doing? And I think, unfortunately, a lot of them, the answer was, hey, I need to make a change. They spent more time with their families. Hopefully that was a good thing in a lot of places. But in essence, they come back and said, that they call the Great Resignation, basically. People just started looking for what was fulfilled their lives versus what stress they had to go through for work. That's just created an upset in the whole economy as a whole. That just means there's more jobs available, but those people have gone on to other jobs. So,
and you know, it seems that despite some of the economic difficulties that we're having right now as a country, you know, we've got some inflation going on and various other things, we're still in expansion mode. I know, just speaking for some of the different folks in Clay County, larger employers and small ones, there's no telling how many jobs are being created right now in positions that could be filled in Clay County. I mean, we are in a growth mode here right now, but part of that growth mode is finding workers. It, I mean, you can't do work with that. You know, you can't put a robot doing everything.
Well, prime example, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but TDS here in Clay County. The last time I talked to Jennifer, if I remember right, they were hiring individuals and training them to be drivers.
Right.
They were looking for welders because they could not keep up with the demand for the disposal cartons, the metal bins that
yes.
they used.
Right.
You know, that's an example just right here at home. You know, I know TDS would want to talk to folks. Of course, you've got all the other manufacturers here, VF, Dutchcraft. I don't want to leave anybody out, but, you know, every single one of them are looking for individuals. Yeah, there'll be 9 employers at this job fair, but there's more than 9 employers.
Yeah.
It just, this makes it convenient for those 9. And John, to piggyback off what you said and what Kevin was saying, we did have that falling away in the workforce with COVID. Of course, it ramped back up significantly just a few months after that, when things started picking back up toward the first of the year there in 2021. But I believe a lot of those individuals that took advantage of, like you said, examining their life, hey, what are my priorities? At that point, financially, they were able to step out of the workforce. I know, talking to one of the fellows at church the other day, and last quarter, when he got his 401k report, he had lost $30,000 in 3 months.
Yeah, that can definitely happen.
Because of the economy.
Right.
Gas is twice the price that it was in 2021. All that plays back over into food. So, you know, folks that it was easy for them to step out and live on what they had, more than likely right now they're struggling. And it's a great, great time to come back into the workforce.
Definitely is.
Yeah, there's a lot of pent-up demand there. I think that was right after COVID. Everyone's like, hey, I'm going to go buy something. They're still buying things when they were sick at home, right? Just buying online. The market's changed that way. And logistically, trying to get parts, just trying to get stuff made here that was made overseas, is tied up in ships. Now trying to get those. There's a lot of local manufacturing companies around here that are building stuff that was typically bought offshore. So that's bringing in jobs here that are needed. And if that keeps up, that's a good trend to keep those jobs here, to keep that production here. So I don't know, machine shops and fabrication facilities around here, small ones, and they're building parts from anything from golf carts, goat carts, any appliances. They're making them here, and they need the workers to keep that going.
Guys, good stuff. We need to take a short break. We'll come back and wrap it up with you guys, and then we'll bring another couple of guests in to finish the show. Please stay with us right here on Clay County Corner. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
And we're back here at Clay County Corner, Kevin Donaldson in with John Oskowski and Jimmy Simpson. Guys, thank you all for being here today. We really appreciate it. A conversation that I dare say could go on for probably another entire hour, and maybe time will allow for that at some point. But John, tell us again about the jobs fair that's coming up next week here in Clay County.
So the jobs fair is on Friday, June 10th. That's the week from tomorrow. We'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Chamber of Commerce right on the main street. Look for us. We'll be sitting there with a big black van in front of us with the mobile AJC, which will have everything available for you to fill out a resume, brush up a resume, whatever you do. And also there'll be employers there on site ready to hire you on the spot.
Tied to that... with our listeners, guys, if you need more information on this, call the Chamber of Commerce at 243-3338, and they can help you again with a reminder on the date and the time. And please, if you are job-seeking, come out and be with us that day. Or if you know someone, have a family member or friend or an acquaintance who is looking for a job, please give them this information. There will be a job fair at the Chamber of Commerce next Friday. That's June the 10th from 10 until 2. Jimmy, you have a phone number you'd like to give out.
Yeah, vocational rehabilitation is available for any Tennessee resident with a disability. The way the process starts is through a referral, whether it's a referral from a community resource or an individual just wanting to apply. To do that, they can call 833-751-0597 to start the referral process, Or they can walk into the American Job Center and tell the folks during the triage process that they have a disability, they're interested in voc rehab. And a third way, I'm going to be at the job fair beside John next week. Come on out, and we will connect you with this program. It's not just about the individuals. We also work with employers as far as accommodations, federal and state tax credits, on-the-job training, funding to help with extended training that might be needed, anything and everything you could think of that revolves around a disabled individual finding and obtaining and getting engaged in the workforce, voc rehab can help with.
Guys, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you so much.
I'll be involved as I'm able to, but best wishes for the job fair next week. I'll definitely be over there and be a part of that, and thanks for coming to Clay County again. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I love it up here.
We'll be right back after a brief message. Stay with us here.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked. That's Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We have a couple of young ladies with us here who are going to tell us about an important event coming up this weekend, which will begin the Clay County Fair. Have Dorothy Burchett and Lois Turner here with us. Ladies, what's going to be happening on Saturday? Is that right?
Saturday, yes,
okay.
June the 4th, starting at 3 p.m. Of course, we have rehearsal and registration, pre-registration on Friday night from 5 to 7.
Okay.
So we invite everyone to come out and pre-register and walk the stage or do whatever they need to do. The older girls help the little ones, and they do good and teach them how to walk the stage and stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah, and our pageant is the kickoff, of, as you said, for the fair.
Absolutely.
And the fair dates are June the 7th through the 11th, with a lot of events going on in the arena and the buildings.
So that's Tuesday through Saturday, basically,
yes.
Right?
Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yes. Of course, we have 12 categories for our fair.
Well, let's go through those real quick.
Okie dokie. We have the Tiny Angel, 0 to 8. Little Miss Angel, 9 to 18 months. Miss Angel, 30 to 41 months. Little Miss, 42 to 4 years. Tiny Princess, and 5 to 6 years. Little Miss Princess is 7 to 8 years. Miss Princess is 9 to 10 years. And Princess is 11 to 12 years. The dress code for those 0 to 12 is any appropriate length dress, dressy dresses.
Okay.
And the Miss Teen should be a gown. And the Miss Fairest of the Fair, of course, is a gown.
Right.
And they have to be Clay County only.
Okay.
But all the other categories
can come from other counties.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Surrounding counties. And, of course, the Miss Fairest of the Fair is 16 to 21 years old. Never been married and nothing like that.
Right. Just to make sure, ladies, if anybody has a question about this, give me phone numbers to where maybe they contact you guys or whoever the appropriate person is.
Yes. Of course, I'm Dorothy Burchett.
Right.
And my phone number is 931-243-3564.
Okay. Is there another number we need to put on there?
Do you want to do yours?
Yeah.
Lois Turner.
Okay.
Is 704-4187.
4187.
Yes.
And I apologize for stopping short on your name a while ago. I have a tendency to call people by what's that?
Hey, I've been called Burchett all my life, so pretty much.
What else, ladies, do we need to let everybody
well,
know?
Well, we had our Layla Boyce, our reigning Fairs to the Fair, but she got tied up, so she couldn't be here. So Lois is here. Lois Turner's here. She's my coordinator, so... She's here to tell you about the TAF, the thing that we do in Nashville. We take our girls, our Fairs to the Fair, to Nashville. Well, now it's Murfreesboro to the state.
All right. Patent. We've got about 3 minutes, Miss Lois.
So she's going to come over and tell you about the TAF.
Tell us about that.
We are a member of the Tennessee Association of Fairs, where they are members of the International Association of Fairs. And what this is they help promote agriculture fairs, livestock shows, and community fairs. At one time, that's what they were called, community fairs, or your county fair.
Right.
And then they changed it to agriculture fairs, which is what we are. They help promote us so that we can learn more about what the other fairs do in our state of Tennessee, how they're promoting their fairs. It's where we learn about new vendors. We get ideas. It's a good networking for any questions that you might have concerning our fair or anything of that nature. That's where we get James Gang, who is our carnival people. Pope Concessions does our concession stands. We've had them, James Gang's, for several years, and they've always been a good carnival force. And
they're popular, aren't they? I mean, they go all over this
yes,
neck of the
they
woods.
Do, yes. This year, we won the Grand Champion of Fairs for 2021 at the TAF Class A Single Division.
And congrats to all concerned. That is a huge honor.
Yes, and we were very, very excited and tickled. And also another announcement that they made at the TAF was that... Wilson County Fair is now combined with the Tennessee State Fair,
okay.
And that is August 18th through the 27th. And we were lucky that about our Fairs to the Fair that goes to the state out of the
50 to 60. We have 50 to 60 contestants.
Yes, 4 Fairs to the Fairs have went on and been Miss Tennessee. 5 Fairs to the Fairs have went on and been Miss Teen of Tennessee. And as of yet, we've not won, but we've taken, every girl we've taken have been beautiful. They've represented us well. We're proud of every one of them. And we'll be just as proud as the one that's coming up on Saturday.
That's great. Now, ladies, how much more time do they have to deadline for entry? Again, just so everybody knows, for the pageant will be when?
2 p.m. Saturday.
Okay.
At the women's building. The Fairs of the Fair must be registered by 1 o'clock because they have their interview at 2.
Okay. Good deal.
And
then the fair dates again. We'll drive it home here. When can folks go to the Clay County Fair?
June the 7th on Tuesday, the 11th on Saturday.
Okay. Folks, make plans. It's hard to believe, but fair time is here. Ladies, thank you all so much for coming in.
It's 21 years that I've been helping with this, so. We brought it back after not having one for about 20 years.
Yeah, and I remember the old one that was held out at Moss way back when.
Yes,
I guess I'm telling my age there a little bit, too.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, folks, the only thing we've got left, our birthday and anniversary winner, Mr. Brian Gass is our winner this week. You can go by the chamber or have somebody stop by there and pick up his prize. Thank you again for listening. If you or somebody else wants to listen to this again or the first time, it'll be replayed here on WVFB at 6 p.m. this evening. Thank you for being with us on Clay County Corner, and please join us again next week.